Again, I want to backtrack just a little bit. Go back to Eden for a minute. When God says you can eat all the grasses, you can eat all the grasses and the herbs and the fruit of the tree, no meat. There was no meat in Eden. He only allowed people to eat meat after the flood narrative. Okay, so that it was after he acknowledged that the human heart is, there is an evil impulse in the human heart from birth. Therefore, you can kill and eat meat. So it was a concession that wasn't meant to be in the Hebrew Bible, in the logic of the Hebrew Bible. It's a concession to people who are innately flawed. Given that, there has to be some structure to it. You can't just kill and eat. That's going to come along much later, okay? At the beginning, it's, okay, you can eat meat, but one, you cannot eat the blood because that's the life. Two, you have to kill the animal in a certain way. There have to be certain rituals around it. It has to be properly sacrificed, all of this. You don't just go out there and kill and eat, okay? So there are things hemming it in. So I think all of that, then, it is what's codified when you get to what you're talking about, full-scale animal sacrifice. So it's really not as much in Exodus or in Leviticus is where it will all be, you know, played out. But think again of the chronology. In Exodus, the Israelites have just left Egypt. They're in the desert. Before they can enter the Holy Land, which they will after the five books, they have to be given the codes or the laws to follow when they're there. So they're being given all the laws that they have to follow so that they can stay in the land they're about to enter. So in Leviticus, everything is detailed about the sacrifice.